Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin. Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Powers Hour. And that's right, I am joined, that's right, it's the Powers Hour, and I'm joined tonight by my love, my lady, my partner in crime, my best friend, my everything. Hi, Robin, how you doing, darling?
Hi, honey, I'm good.
All right. So, wow, we're actually in the same state for the show tonight. That's a
yeah.
Yeah.
First time in a long time.
Yeah. Not that I've been home much, but you know, we're in the same state for a show. This is good. So yeah, I got a whole day to come home and do laundry and work around the house and work on some of the cool honeydew projects that make me feel useful. And then right back out at it. So, but we're going to run away from home this weekend, so it's all good. So tonight we are here to celebrate Ostara, and you know my birthday too. So, and that's kind of a cool birthday, you know, to be you know celebrating a Sabbath at the same time. But then you know they all get muddied together sometimes too. So. Yeah. But anyway, so tonight we're going to be talking about balance, and I know you had some thoughts on balance and how we apply that in our lives and keep that in mind at this time of the, you know, this time of the year. So, you know, we were talking earlier about you know, Sabbaths and, you know, particularly the, you know, Ostara and, well, the two equinoxes. So what were your thoughts on that you wanted to share?
Well, the equinox is obviously a time of balance because the night is the same length as the day. So it represents the harmony of darkness and light. And it gives us an opportunity to examine that within ourselves. Has one part of our personality gone, you know, too far to one side, either dark or light? There are people in the world that sounds odd who just sublimate everything that's you know, not perfect and not what they expect of themselves, and they don't allow themselves to have imperfect moments. And that can be very tiring and actually make people crazy, just as crazy as people who are out of balance and who find themselves immersed in the darkness and don't know which way to turn to find light anymore. And, you know, those sound like very esoteric terms, but it can be something as simple as somebody who has, you know, fallen into an addiction or fallen into deep depression. You know, a lot of those things are exacerbated by the fact that your life is out of balance in some way. And usually if you can find a way to get back into balance, the other things will help, you know, you'll have the strength then to sort them out and figure out what's going wrong and perhaps fix it, or at least be strong enough to seek the appropriate help, you know, go to a program or talk to a friend or whatever you need to do.
Right. Well, one of the things I was taught when I first started really beginning to study energy work and magic was one of those things that I was taught that really stuck with me is that we all carry that little, you know, that dark side within us. And like you said, some people think that the best way to deal with your demons is to fight down your demons and push them off into a corner somewhere. Well, unfortunately, they tend to find new and interesting ways to manifest in life.
That's
and they
true.
Come out in sometimes aberrant behaviors. But also, you know, it's just not healthy and it's not balanced. And I was taught to find that balance, to recognize that those dark impulses in us are there for survival, and to dance the dance, if you will, to dance with your demons rather than try to defeat them. Recognize the inherent strengths that you gain from dealing with your demons in a healthy way, rather than pushing them down and trying to live this, you know, superficially perfect life. And so tonight we're going to be talking about balance. We're going to be talking about encouraging people to contemplate balance and discuss balance with the God and Goddess as we go through the meditation. So I thought a little discussion on the front end might be a good thing before we just launch into the ritual. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about it before we dive in?
Well, you know, being out of balance can cause lots of, you know, different issues in people's lives. Everything, as we touched on, you know, addictions, and I also know people who have gone so far to one side where they're, you know, living the way they imagine Jesus Christ would want them to live, or, you know, the Buddha would want them to live, or whatever. They give away all their possessions. They, you know, live in a very modest, you know, rooms and have very few worldly possessions. And for some people, you know, maybe that's what keeps them in balance. But for others, it's forced and it makes them unhappy. And they find themselves in a spiral, in a downward spiral. And it never ends, seems to end very well. And I'm not saying that things make you happy. What I'm saying is you have to have you have to have things that do make you happy. And that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, if you've got one TV tray and a chair and a mattress on the floor, you know, that can't make you happy. But for most people, it's a little bit more than that. So.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I agree with you completely. You know, things are not the answer, but the complete, you know, absence of things is not the answer either. Again, it's
right.
About balance.
Right.
Spending all of your time working to get things that you think will make you happy is out of balance. Denial is, you know, denying yourself comfort is the other extreme. But they're both extremes. And balance is not found with the swinging of a pendulum. Balance is found in each moment. And we need to recognize that. We teach balance in between the masculine and the feminine, between the goddess and the god. We're always seeking that balance in each moment without allowing the pendulum to swing wildly back and forth, which is truly unhealthy.
Also, you know, when think about this, when the pendulum is moving and in motion, it can't seek its balance. The only way it has balance is to stop and rest. And oftentimes when people are so out of balance, that's because their lives are so hectic or they have so many, you know, internal problems and issues that they have gone undealt with that they're constantly running from. That, you know, the idea of stopping and resting frightens the heck out of them because then they would have to think about their stuff. And that's the last thing they want to do.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and bring in our ritualists for the evening, our Tuesday night coven. We've got Nivasi and Shira and Vega. Hi, guys. How's everybody
doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
The gang's all here.
Yeah. So how's everybody doing tonight? Things going well?
We're doing good.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like there's a story. All right.
Working them long hours and trying to relax, you know.
At the same time, yeah.
Yeah. It's a little difficult, but, you know, we do.
Just trying to make balance out of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair enough.
That's what we do. What we're good at.
What, the chaos or the balance?
I'm both.
Yep.
You're trying to find balance in the chaos.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's under this pile somewhere. That's where I saw it last
smile week. And nod.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tonight we will have an opportunity, tonight in meditation, we will have an opportunity to contemplate how we can bring more balance into our lives. So perhaps this is a well-timed discussion and meditation.
Usually is.
So
Spirit has a way of showing up.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and get this party started, and then we'll have our song after, and then we'll come back and talk a little more. So everybody, take a deep breath and just shake out your shoulders and let it all out. Robin, my lady, take it away.
Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We have come together in spirit to celebrate Ostara as the reawakening of the earth begins again, and we seek the balance both within and without, the balance of day and night, dark and light.
Focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. Envision pulling the energy of the universe into your body, down through your crown. Now focus and open your third eye chakra. Feel the energy of the universe filling the crown and pushing against your third eye. Now open that third eye chakra and feel the energy resting against your throat chakra. Now open it. Open your heart chakra. Open your solar plexus, pulling the light of the universe in through the crown of your head. Open your second chakra. Feel the energy resting and pushing against your root chakra. Feel the pressure building. Feel the light of the universe pushing and filling your body. And now open your root chakra. Feel the energy spilling down into your legs, down into your feet and toes. Feel it as it backs up and flows down your arms, into your hands. Feel the light of the universe as it fills your entire body, spilling out. Now open your palm chakras. Extend your arms out in front of you. Feel and see the light of the universe as it streams from your body, connecting with all of the others around the globe, everyone in this circle listening to my voice tonight. Be aware of the web of light surrounding us, protecting this space and this time. We are now in a time between the realms, a world of its own, created by the we, who are connected by the light of the universe, together, here, tonight, to honor our gods.
You are comfortably warm, your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You become acutely aware that you are floating in a sea of tranquility. Safe, ready, protected, and reaching out towards your gods. Inside this sacred space cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
We cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
We call to you, guardian of the watchtower of the east, O element of air. We ask that you be present with us this night as we celebrate Ostara and the first day of spring. Bestow upon us your gentle breezes as your winter winds fade away and the hope of spring returns to the land. Inspire us to continue to grow in our path as we move into the next cycle of the wheel. We bid you hail. And welcome.
Hail, and welcome.
Hail, and welcome.
We call to you, guardian of the watchtower of the south, O element of fire. We ask that you be present with us here this night as we celebrate Ostara and the first day of spring. Bestow upon us the warmth of your flame as the sun grows stronger every day and new life returns to the land. May your fires burn brightly in our hearts as we continue to grow and learn. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
The world's walking here tonight as we celebrate Ostara and the first day of spring. Bestow upon us your gifts of calm waters and gentle rains as you nourish the seeds of new life. Help us to find inspiration in all that we do and to be open to new ideas. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
We call to you, guardian of the watchtower of the north, O element of earth. We ask that you be present with us here this night as we celebrate Ostara and the first day of spring. Bestow upon us your gifts of rich soils and abundant lands as the first signs of spring peek above your sacred ground. Help us to remain grounded and balanced. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Beloved ancestors, those who have gone before, we ask your guidance and aid this night and at all times. Join us as we welcome back regrowth and renewal of the earth, the awakening of the animals. We look forward to warmer nights and longer days once again. Join with us as we celebrate the love of family and the gifts and traditions you have forged for us. Oh, beloved ones, with love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Oh, goddess, we call upon you tonight in your form as Maiden of the Awakening. We bid you join us here and now. Grant us the gift of your presence. Please join us tonight as we honor you and honor the awakening of spring. You are the maiden awakening to the newly fertile earth, being roused by the change and filled with curiosity and desire. You, by your mere presence, reignite the beauty of nature, embolden us to embrace the coming changes. Show us a clear path forward, over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love and your light. Join us, goddess, as we honor you in this sacred festival. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Oh, God, we call on you tonight in your form as young lover of the goddess. We bid you join us here in this place and time as you walk through the world, connecting with the forests and the animals, awakening your curiosity and new desires. Join us as we honor the awakening of the earth and the return of seeing the world fresh and new, green and growing. You are the young lover, reawakened as well with curiosity and unending energy. Grant us the faith and courage to go forth down paths not traveled before. Embolden us to embrace the new ideas and change that has come over the last season. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love. Help us to see far and make plans and do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, God, as we honor you in this sacred festival. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Tonight, we celebrate Ostara.
At Ostara, we embrace the return of the greening of the earth. We embrace the joy of our lives and celebrate it with our families and friends, knowing the seeds we plant will bloom and beautifully with the fullness of spring. So smile warmly and often, even at people you don't know. Practice random acts of kindness and spread love into the world wherever you go. Ostara is a time for childlike joy and carefree frolicking in the fields, a time to turn the earth and plant your new garden in anticipation of the coming harvest, time to pull out the old, the withered, the shriveled, a time to look forward to what will be. Now is the time to lay stone foundations for new bridges to new paths forward, to take what has been learned, what has made you better, stronger, and shed new light on the path and follow it forward. A time to allow the God and Goddess to guide you to your own rebirth of that stronger, better you yet to come. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
We participate in a guided meditation. We experience joy and beauty of the Holy Ones. We will seek to bring balance and the new energies of spring into our lives. We will seek them out to help us reignite the dormant fires of desire and curiosity as we watch the earth spring back to life around us. As always, we will experience the presence of the Holy Ones and feel filled with their divine light.
Breathe in deeply and let it out. Breathe in again. And let it out. Close your eyes. Find a comfortable position. Listen to the rhythms of your body. Listen to your breath. Listen to your heart as it beats in your chest. Feel the beat of your body itself. And as you listen, you feel lighter. You feel almost as if you're floating. Relax and float. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy the sensation. You now become aware of a circle of benches with the compass on the ground in the center. 8 paths disappear into the trees. Tonight, we take the eastern path. Follow the path, and as you walk, you will notice to one side, to your left, it is still cold. Snow still hugs the ground. And the light is dark. To your right as you walk, you see green grass, bright sunlight. Tonight as you follow the path, you walk evenly balanced between the dark and the light, the new light emerging, the new growth. You can almost feel the awakening. After a time, you come to a stone bridge that arches slightly, crossing a creek. Step up onto the bridge and lean over the rail. Look down at the water. Look up the stream into the sunlight. See how it plays on the water in the currents. Feel as it splashes towards your face. Turn and look the other way. See the ice. See the water as it flows into the darkness. Now on the rail in front of you, see all of the burdens that you've been carrying, all of the fears, all of the doubts, all of the anger, resentment, whatever is holding you back. See the burdens materialize on the rail. You may see them as packages, bundles tied up with string. You may see it as a box of rocks. whatever it is, whatever that symbol is that means weight and burden, see them one by one as they pile up on the rail in front of you. You might even notice there's more bundles or rocks there than you realized. The goddess knows. And when you are sure that every last burden is placed on that bridge, anything that would stand between you and the divine is removed and placed there. When you're sure that it's all there, sweep your hands across the rail and push it all into the creek. See it as it falls and splashes into the water. See the water as it surrounds it and sweeps it away. These burdens belong to the goddess now. She will hold them for a time. Some she may keep and never return. Some you may get back because some things just have to be dealt with. But in this moment, you are free. Free of every burden, ready to cross the bridge into the realm of the Holy Ones, open, free, ready to meet the God and the Goddess. Continue across the bridge, follow the path. Still to your left, you see the darkness. To your right, the light. Walking in balance between the two. And as you walk, you enter into the forest. You can feel it around you. You can feel it waking up. Animals are scurrying and chirping. Birds are twittering. You can even smell the slight hint of wildflowers. As a warm breeze comes to you from the right-hand side. As you walk, think about the balance in your own life. Think about the darkness. Think about the light. Think about relaxing. Think about work. Think about all of the things in your life that need to be kept in balance, neither working too hard or being too slothful, neither saving for the future nor being too generous or too miserly, but finding that place in the middle. And as you walk, you realize ahead of you that the trees part and you open up into a field. And even as the path crosses the field, it's light and dark. But still the warm breeze and the awakening. Far across the field, you see a couple walking towards you, a young man and a young woman. The goddess and the god have no preconceived notions about how they will appear. Allow them to appear to you in a way that is appropriate to you now in this moment. As you approach, they each embrace you. You feel the love. You feel a sense of home. You notice as they gesture that chairs have appeared and a small table. Refreshments are placed between you. Sit now. Enjoy the refreshments. Enjoy the presence of the god and the goddess. After a time, the refreshments are removed, and you speak to the god and the goddess about balance, about new beginnings, the turning of the wheel, anything that you want to talk to them about. And then listen. Listen as the goddess and the god speak to you, giving you guidance and advice, sharing of their ageless wisdom. But mostly, listen. The message may come in words, it may come in symbols, or it may come in just a simple knowing. However the message comes, listen. When the goddess and the god have finished their message, they reach over, remove a cloth from a tray, and present you with a gift. This gift will be applicable to the advice you've been given. It may be something that has recently come into your life, or it's something that will come to you in the coming months. Whatever the gift, thank them for their message, thank them for their gift. Thank them for sharing their wisdom. And thank them for their love. You realize now that you are already standing, the table and the chairs are gone. The goddess and the god hug you and walk with you back across the field toward the trees. With a last hug and a kiss on the cheek, they stop walking and you pass back into the trees, through the forest, across the bridge, back to the circle of benches, where you sit for a few minutes and reflect. Contemplate the message, contemplate the gift. Process what you have learned and experienced tonight. It is now time to return to your body. And on the count of three, you will be back. One, you begin to feel your body. You feel gravity. You start to shrug your shoulders and work into your body. Now, two, easing in, moving your toes, moving your fingers and wrists and hands. And three, you are fully returned in your body, in this moment, rested and refreshed.
Goddess, God, ancestors, and gathered beings of light. We have been blessed with your wisdom and guidance, messages, gifts granted, and bridges built to new places in our hearts and minds. We are grateful for all these and more. We ask that you continue to guide us towards seeking our personal truths and look upon us with kind eyes. May we always see and feel your light in our lives and hear your song in our hearts. So mote it be.
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 God, young lover of the goddess, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night, and as we celebrate the balance and rebirth. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us and help us to listen, for we know you are ever with us. We offer you our love and our respect, and we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. And farewell. Goddess, Maiden of the Awakening, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night as we celebrate balance and rebirth. Indeed, we thank you for your presence at all times. Please continue to work in our lives and to guide us and help us to listen, for we know you are always with us. We offer you our love and our respect, and we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail.
Farewell.
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 Beloved ancestors, we thank you for helping and being with us, aiding us in the celebration of the rebirth and balance. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us. Help us to listen, for we know you are never too far away, and you are ever with us. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail.
And farewell.
And farewell.
Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail.
And farewell.
And farewell.
Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for the gifts you've bestowed upon us this night. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail, farewell. And farewell.
Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail,
and,
hail
farewell.
And farewell. Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for the gifts you've bestowed upon us. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail.
And farewell.
And
hail,
farewell.
And farewell.
Hail and farewell.
The circle is now open, but it is never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
All right. So as is our custom, we're going to take a song and commercial break, relax, ground a little bit, shake off some of the excess energy, and we will be back in just a few minutes. We're going to listen to a song called Spring Love by Jenna Green. And then we'll be back after another couple of messages. So everybody stick around. We'll be right back.
International Pagan Radio. You can hear your favorite artists such as Dave the Bard, Tuatha Dea, Spiral Rhythm, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and many, many more. Join us for exciting shows like Ask a Witch and Storytime with Rook as well. www.internationalpaganradio.com on the net or on TuneIn Radio on your mobile devices. Join us on Facebook and Twitter too. International Pagan Radio, all pagan, all the time.
You're listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you're listening to the Powers Hour. With Terry and Robin. How you doing over there, darling?
I'm doing really well, sweetheart.
Okay, so tonight we celebrated Ostara. And we're joined tonight by our regular Tuesday night coven, Niv and Shira and Vega. Hi, guys. How are you? Everybody make it
Hello.
Back?
Hello.
Hi there.
We're back.
Yep.
All right. So, as is our custom, we're going to take a few minutes and discuss the ritual and our experience tonight. And, Vega, it's your turn to go first.
Hi. It was strange. I was draped in a cloak, and there was a light sort of handed to me. That's all I really, it just felt warm and bright, welcoming. It was an interesting experience.
Okay, are you supposed to carry the light out and shine it out, or are you supposed to warm you, or what?
I don't know. I think it's a carrying thing. It seems more outward than inward, but I could also use the warmth as well. So we'll think about it for a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, the description sounds a little bit like the Hermit card.
Yeah, now that you're
around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wrapped in a cloak and carrying a lamp.
Yeah.
Okay, Shira, what about you?
It's kind of interesting when we do these rituals. I have a black and white cat, which is, you know, equal dark and light, who always insists on, okay, you're in ritual, I'm going to get on you now. And let's see how much I can distract you. But he comes and he lays on my lap through the ritual. When we get to the end, he gets off and goes away, which is kind of interesting. There was kind of equal, there was like a lot of black and white, which was interesting in the vision. And there was a scale. It was given a scale, and it was given a feather and a stone. But the feather and the stone seemed to have equal weight, which was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like, you know, it's whatever weight you give to something is what it will be. So that's kind of something to ponder.
Yeah.
You know, because you assume
absolutely.
The stone will be heavier, but it wasn't. So I guess it's definitely something about balance in there and your perception of balance.
Yeah, well. Yeah, and whatever you give weight to will
mm-hmm.
have weight.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Very interesting. All right, Niv, what about you?
Oh, I just got good old warm breezes coming, you know, like the gauzy curtain blowing, this bright sunshine coming through. And that's what I've been begging for forever. It feels like it anyway. So, you know, letting out the old, letting in, bringing in the new, definitely is part of it. So that's what I got.
Okay. Robin, my lady, what about you? What thoughts do you have?
Well, I was, in the garden and just really feeling the need to get back outside and get my hands dirty and plant things. And I find such peace and joy in that. So I think that was the message, was to get back to doing things that give me peace and joy.
Yeah, it's definitely time to get back outside into nature. As you guys know, I very often am describing what I am experiencing as we do these meditations. And tonight, I saw this great green hill covered with grass, and I got about halfway up the hill, and that's where the chairs appeared. And it was sunshine, and it was warm without being hot. It was that perfect springtime kind of day. I don't even remember a cloud in the sky, just blue. And that was what I took away from it, was just this feeling of being outdoors and alive in the outdoors. And experiencing that sunshine and warmth. And that, I think, is part of what I've been craving as well, is getting out and not being trapped indoors, feeling nature and feeling alive in nature as nature wakes up again,
yeah.
Feeling that and being a part of that. It's really, that was the compelling feeling that I had, was just this, the awakening part of it, is I've been indoors too long. So, anything anybody wants to add?
No.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Looking forward to celebrating a little bit, maybe this weekend. I managed to, my boss said something at work. They can sometimes go overboard at work, so I've managed not to have a whole lot of mention of it at work today. And satisfied myself with family and friends and people, sending me messages that I wanted to hear from. So it was a very nice, quiet birthday. And I'm looking forward to celebrating some this weekend. So thank you guys for being a part of my birthday celebration this evening. I'm glad you were all here.
Yay!
Birthday hugs coming out there.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, anything about the ritual that comes to your mind as we've all listened to each other talk about it?
Balance is a hard thing to achieve.
It is indeed.
Oh my, yes.
But then once you achieve it, then you look back and laugh,
Yeah, but once you achieve it, you have to maintain it. It's a constant.
That's the hard part too.
It's a constant dynamic. I mean, and there's no doubt about that. I mean, it's not something you achieve and then set aside. It's something that is ever ebbing and flowing. Something's going to change over here that requires a reaction over there. That to maintain that balance.
Which is why they call it a balancing act.
Exactly, it is a goal to be sought. In every moment, it is something we should seek in every action, in every reaction. We should be seeking that balance, maintaining balance daily, minutely, if necessary. So it is not certainly something that just happens and then it's there forever, because that doesn't even happen in nature. Today we're in balance. Tomorrow the day will be longer.
Yep.
And the night will be shorter. And then we'll reach a tipping point where the days will again become shorter until we regain balance for that moment. And then the days will be shorter and the nights longer. And nature, the wheel of the year, is always dynamic, always turning. But as we seek balance within ourselves, we should seek that at all times, recognizing that changes will occur and will need to be rebalanced as we go through the year, as we go through our lives. So That's the takeaway, I think, for tonight, is that balance is dynamic and is something to be sought constantly as we go through life. Robin, did you have anything to add?
No, not really. Very well put.
Thank you, ma'am.
Kind of makes me think of that quote that you can't change the wind, but you can adjust your sails.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, with that, it's a perfect segue, I think, to ask my lady to tell people how to get in touch with us.
Sure. Okay. If you'd like to send an email to either Terry or myself, you can send it to littlestonebridge@gmail.com. And, of course, in the subject line, tell us why you're writing. Otherwise, we may not see it. We get so much junk mail. The other way that you can reach us is through Facebook, of course. Facebook page, Little Stonebridge Pathworkings, or my first Facebook page, Robin A. McKean, or Terry's Facebook. I can't talk tonight. Terry's Facebook page is Rev Terry Power HP. So any of those will work, and we hope to hear from you soon.
All right. You can also access my friends page, which is Terry Power. Look for the one that is owner of Spiritual Unity Radio Network, and that will make sure that you're in the right place. Because there's a couple of other lucky guys out there that have the same name as I do. So with all of that said, we are preparing for a trip coming up in June, an event we will be attending and participating in Ishtar Fest Sumer Fair. Coming up, what is it, the 9th, 10th, 11th
yeah.
of June. We will be in central New Jersey at
Sumer
Fair.
Yeah, the property is sort of just north of the Marlboro border along the Route 9 corridor in New Jersey, if any of you know where that is. Central Jersey.
So... yeah, so
it's going to be a
Sumerian fair. Picture Ren fair with Sumerian gods and goddesses. Instead of meeting the king and queen and knights, it's going to be the Sumerian gods and goddesses. There should be, as I understand it, several individual altars built and an opportunity to interact spiritually and in person with a representative of the individual gods and goddesses of the Sumerian pantheon. And there's going to be several rituals during the day and some children's activities so that the adults can come and there's a safe place for the kids to be active and engaged. And you can go to workshops and classes and participate in the event. I think there's a full moon ritual on Friday night and a feast on Saturday night, all included in the price, along with camping. And what is it, $75? $70? What was it?
I believe it's $75, yeah.
$75 a person, including feast, ritual, camping for the weekend, and everything that goes with it. So... it's going to be, you know, fairly priced and a great time. And there will even be, now you got to go to handsofchange.org. And there's a registration form there. And once you're registered and paid, then they'll send you the address because it is on private property. And also there's going to be some costuming ideas. So if you want to come in costume, you will
come in costume, get a free crescent roll.
Yep, there you go.
The fertile crescent, you know.
The fertile crescent, exactly. So, so Robin and I will be there, and you'll have a chance to meet us and hang out some, and just enjoy a great event. I mean, the people at Hands of Change are amazing. They've been building community for 20 years, and it's very exciting to be a part of this event and to be there working with them. So, you know, come on out. Check it out at least at handsofchange.org. And if you're over on this side of the country, make the trip. It's going to be a great time. So, Robin, was there anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I'm good.
Nope.
Just look at that.
Woman of few words this evening. All right. Well, thank you to all of our ritualists for making this what it is. Your energy is amazing. Every ritual, and it's just wonderful working with the same people, month in, month out. It really is becoming comfortable in a wonderful, deep way. So thank you guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
It's good to be
working
with
all of
people
our...
you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And thanks to all of our listeners for giving us this this outlet, for participating and lending your energy. Whether you're listening to this live or listening to this in the archives, remember that time is but an illusion and that we do this together whenever you hear it. So with that, again, just a blanket thank you to everyone. Thank you to everyone who has sent birthday wishes. I'm honored deeply. And I guess that's about it, except to wish you all a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Good night, and blessed be.
And blessed be.
For listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.